We're beginning a new Maimer. It's Purim Tafshin Mem Dalid. It's in Melukat Beis. Balayla Hahu. This Maimer is based on the Friedeker Rebbe's Maimer, the same Dibra Maschil, in the year Tafshin. And it was the first Maimer that the Friedeker Rebbe said when the Friedeker Rebbe came to America, which is clearly, as the Rebbe points out, like the message that the Friedeker Rebbe has in order to transform America. So it was on that night that the king's sleep escaped him. So the Friedeker Rebbe brings in his Maimer with the same Dibra Maschil, the Is of Minhagi Maharil. It's brought in the Minhagi Maharil. That when a person reads Balayla Hahu, you need to lift your voice. Lefisha zehu ikranes, because this is the main miracle. This that balayla hu, the king couldn't fall asleep. The mibalayla hu ascholas takfeshalnes. It is from that time, from balayla hu, that the power, the strength of the miracle began. That's when it began. Loshna Gemara. Umedayek pozed lechayra ikranes hu bakoshas Esther etachenu nea kinim karnu ani ba'ami b'gamer. When did the story actually start to unfold with a direct consequence of Haman being hung and ultimately the Gzeira being annulled on some level? That all began with Esther pleading for her life. And obviously what came before that, when Esther prepared to go in, and one of the preparations, the spiritual preparation, was sending Mardukhai to gather the Yidin and to fast, and she was going to fast, and that was all the preparations in order to finally speak to the king about the Gzeira and try to annul the Gzeira. That's when, seemingly, the story really begins. So what does Balayla Hu have to do with this? But over here, in the Minhagi Ma'aril, and also based on the Gemara, it seems very clear that the miracle begins, and the most important part of the miracle is the fact that that night the king couldn't sleep. Umevi alze. The Friedeker Rebbe brings the Isabi Alkot, Balayla, hu nadadashnas ha-melech ze malke shalaylam. So the Friedeker Rebbe brings a very important medrash, which already tells us something is going on over here. And we can understand that it's going to make sense why there's a miracle over here, and that it's a great miracle. Because the Yalkot says, when it says, Balayla, hu nadadashnas ha-melech, that the king couldn't fall asleep. Which king? Not Achashverosh. The Eibishter, Malka Shel Olam, couldn't fall asleep. Ah, now whatever that means, at least we can understand we're talking about something big over here. V'chishina yesh lefonav. So the Yalkut asks, he couldn't fall asleep. He sleeps generally? Ella, k'shisrael chaitin, when Yidin do averes, oyseh atzmei kiyashin. When Yidin don't behave the way they need to, so then Hashem behaves as if he's sleeping. And when they do what Hashem wants, la yonum v'la yishan, then Hashem neither sleeps nor slumbers. Hashem doesn't sleep. In other words, he doesn't even behave like he's sleeping. He behaves like he's awake. Now, what does this mean? That he sleeps, he doesn't sleep, he acts like he's sleeping, and on that night, balayla hu, he did not sleep, he couldn't sleep. Adam, hu adam la elyon. Adam, the name Adam that we call the human being, the Yid, specifically, as we're going to see, comes from the word Edam Ela Elyon, which means I resemble above. V'lochein kol anyanim shalom ayla heim ba'oisei ha'oifin kifi sheheim ba'adam atem kriyam adam. And therefore, anything that happens above reflects what happens to the person below. La'eilo kegavna d'lesata. The Zayar says that what happens above corresponds to what happens below. It's like a reflection. In the pasuk it says, "Kama yim aponim l'ponim came leva adam l'adam." Like water reflects the face that looks into it, so whatever type of face the person is going to show to the water, or to really anything that's reflective, like a mirror. But the pasuk says to water, so the mirror or the water is going to reflect exactly that face. Says the pasuk, a heart is also reflective, and whatever one feels toward another, the other will have a reflective feeling to the first. And the way we're learning it, the Rebbe is not saying it clearly. Ha'adam, la'adam means the human, and ta'adam, leva adam, le'adam means Hashem. Or actually, kain lev ha'adam, le'adam, so too is the heart of ha'adam, which is going on Hashem, ta'adam, to the person. In other words, however the person behaves, Hashem will reflect that behavior and those feelings. V'lachin, kasha Yisraelim b'matziv shalshena. So now, when Yidin are in sleeping condition, hainu, what does that mean? Shanyanim the Torah mitzvahs. Shal yedei zehim adam ala elyein. What makes the person really reflect Hashem when they behave in a way of Torah mitzvahs? That's when a person is reflective of Hashem. So when a person's reflection of Hashem, meaning that which makes them similar to Hashem, which is their behavior of Torah mitzvahs, but him etzlam b'matzav shalshina, they are being mekayim Torah mitzvahs, but it's in a sleepy way. It's as if they're sleeping. So then Hashem reflects that, and Hashem is also sleepy. It's like we create this sleepy energy or lack of energy. The Pasuk says, I am asleep, says the Zayar. When am I asleep? In Galus. Because Yidin in Galus are in a matzav of sleep, so Hashem also is in a matzav of sleep. Now we can understand, even though there's plenty more to understand, what does it even mean that Hashem sleeps or doesn't sleep? But now we can at least understand what the miracle is and why that's the greatest miracle, that the king, meaning Hashem, could not sleep that night. The time of Galus should be according to the rules of how Hashem set up the entire Ishtal Shalos. The way it should work is that in the time of Galus, Hashem is supposed to be sleeping. In Galus. And this, that on that night, when it's Galus and Hashem should be sleeping, he's not sleeping, that's the miracle. And that's the greatest miracle. Because again, according to the rules that Hashem set up, he should have been sleeping, and he wasn't. This is also why the pasuk specifically uses the word nadada, which means it left its place. When you use the word nadada, what it's telling us is, it's not that Hashem wasn't sleeping. It's what it means to say is Hashem should have been sleeping, or also Baruch HaShverish. He should have been sleeping, naturally, and something wasn't working. Like we said before, sleep escaped him. And that's the diuk over here. Hashem should have been sleeping, because it's galus, and he wasn't. Like we say about a person that left their place, which means they're supposed to be in a certain place, that's where they belong, and they left that place where they should have been. Because galus is a time of sleep, and there was a miracle, Elisha Haya Nes, and this is a miracle that even though Hashem should have been sleeping because it's Galus, still, Shashena Nadada Mimenu, Hashem, so to speak, couldn't sleep, even though, again, he should have been sleeping. Hemshech Yaveh in the next chapter, it's Hashem.